This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican, representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He joins me to talk about a very dramatic week here on Capitol Hill as we get close to a showdown vote or something that may pass for a showdown vote on health care reform legislation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's an honor to be with you and good to be back with you, and I appreciate what you do, educating the American people on the extraordinary issues before our country.
Congressman, right now the big rumor on the Hill is that the Speaker is at least considering the so-called deem and pass plan, which would have the members vote more on the fixes than the original bill that is in front of the House right now that was passed by the Senate on Christmas Eve. What are you hearing about whether or not that's actually going to be the case?
Well, I'm very concerned because this really is a gimmick. Amazingly enough, even the president has said there should not be a gimmick, but yet the bill that they have, Greg, very likely couldn't pass on its own, and so they are trying nefarious ways to conceal their votes and try to make it to where the American people cannot understand how bad the bill that they're voting on actually is.
Congressman, in terms of the fixes here, some have said that you have to wait until the House passes the Senate bill before that process even begins. Now we're hearing that's already being put together. What's the latest there?
And we're watching every day. I really want to commend the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Had an op-ed by a professor of constitutional law at Stanford Law School who indicated that what they were attempting to do to avoid votes was not constitutional. And I agree with him. I believe it is not constitutional, but that's how desperate and obsessed liberals are. Sadly, Greg, this makes it very clear. This is not about health care. This really is about power to the politician. It's a means of creating greater dependency among the American people, not to provide health care. It's a means of political power.
Is there anything Republicans can do to stop it?
Well, the American people can, and it is wonderful because truly the takeover was planned for last July with an elaborate bill signing in August. But the American people spoke up, and today, Greg, on Capitol Hill, we've got thousands of people who are going office to office in very polite and a very orderly and positive way. These are dedicated patriots who are expressing concern to their members of Congress. Additionally, people at home are making phone calls. They're sending emails. They're sending faxes. They're putting their messages on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, over and over through the new media and through talk radio. A difference is being made.
We've just seen another report, Congressman, that the vote might not take place until after Easter. Have you talked to any of the Democrats who are either opposed to this or on the fence about this as to the way things are going and as to what the momentum seems to be?
Well, you just never know. But again, I have faith in the American people because they made such a difference. The town hall meetings themselves, Greg, were just so inspiring to me. I hosted the largest congressional town halls in the history of South Carolina, 1,700 people in Columbia, 1,500 people in Lexington, 1,500 people in Beaufort, 1,200 people, nearly 5% of the population of Hilton Head Island. 98% of the people who came to the town hall meetings were against a government takeover of health care. People want, and I support, health insurance reform, but not a government takeover.
Congressman, some folks also see this as the first domino on the rest of the president's agenda. If health care gets defeated in the House, then that's going to complicate matters for his energy, immigration, whatever else is on the agenda, perhaps card check. Whereas if it passes, that'll kind of grease the skids for it. What do you think?
Well, sadly, you're right. I believe it could lead to a national energy tax, truly more power over the people, where the people would be so heavily taxed that the American people would have to look for more people would have to look to the government for assistance. The president promised when he ran for president to skyrocket electricity rates to force people to conserve. For the people that I represent, the cold weather that we've had was a threat to their health and safety. This summer, the heat that is normal, again, people cannot conserve to the point where they could pay the exorbitant energy bills that the president is proposing.
Congressman, what are you noticing inside your conference? As far as I can tell, all of you are lined up against this, and now that the abortion language won't change, the one Republican who voted for it in November is now against it. What's your strategy in addition to obviously getting the message out as you're doing right now? What else is happening?
Well, I'm very grateful. A few minutes ago, Leader John Boehner, along with Eric Cantor, Roy Blunt, others, Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State, we've begun one-minute speeches. I'll be coming up in a few minutes, and we have unlimited 1 minutes. And so we should have over 150 Republicans take to the floor of Congress to further explain the consequence of a government takeover of health care and to encourage the American people to call all members of Congress, to call House, Senate, Democrats or Republicans, call their family members around the country to get them to call. Have people go by the congressional offices and very cheerfully go by and point out that they support health insurance reform, not a government takeover.
Congressman, we'll let you get to work on that 1 minute speech. Thank you, sir, very much as always for your time today.
And Greg, thank you again. The American people have made a difference because of efforts such as yours with talk radio, and we can make a greater difference this week. Thank you so much.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.